Grand Canyon University makes earning your degree possible with over 130 academic programs for traditional campus students, with more than 80 bachelor's programs offered online. GCU provides you with the personal support you need, from complimentary unofficial transcript evaluations within 24 business hours to scholarships, academic support, and your GCU graduation team, led by your own university counselor. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Hey guys, what's going on? Jack Austin here with Seven Lamb Productions, here to talk to you again about Fever Dreams, a pulp collection, this wonderful partnership we've had with Voyage Media so far to create some excellent content for you, our wonderful listeners. So hopefully you've enjoyed what we've offered so far. I know The Exterminator was amazing. The Portal, starring yours truly. Down in the Devil's Hole, Pieces of Eight, really been a fantastic series to work on so far, and there is so much more to come. As of right now, we have three coming down the line, kind of along the investigation theme. Unbalanced, a private investigator trying to live up to his father's legacy, investigates the murder of a young gymnast. We've also got Succubus, a crazy Jordan Peele-esque episode about two black female detectives who investigate a string of castration murders of black men committed by a white woman who may be a demon. And last but not least, The Art of Dying. A detective investigates a frustrated artist who's making macabre sculptures out of his victims. Well, guys, there's been a lot of great episodes that have come out of this Fever Dreams podcast so far. We're so proud of it, and we hope you guys are enjoying it as much as we are. Head on over to feverdreamspodcast.com to keep an eye out for these new episodes and check out the rest of the catalog. We'll see you next time.
Seven Lamb Productions presents End of All Hope. Season 5, Episode 11, To Trust Someone.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I walked into the bedroom with a chair from the dining room. I placed it by the bed. The young man had just woken up a few minutes ago.
It hurts.
Yeah, and it will for a while.
My backpack.
What about it?
I have aspirin.
I don't know if it'll help much.
Please.
Bree?
Yeah?
Wanna go get his pack?
Where is it?
The closet.
Okay.
She went into the hallway. I wasn't sure if staying here was such a good idea, but I was interested in what the young man had said earlier when panicked. Who is them?
I kind of figured you weren't one of them. You're not dressed like them, but I had to be sure.
Listen, we're still here because I have some questions, not to take care of you.
I'm sorry, okay? I didn't have any bullets. I wasn't going to do anything. I was worried.
Worried that we were them. Care to explain?
Here.
Give it to me. I dug around inside until I found the pill bottle. There wasn't much else inside besides a flashlight, rope, clothes, hat, and an empty water bottle. I opened the aspirin for him. Here.
Do you have any water?
No. That was a lie. We did. But not enough to share with others.
Okay.
He dropped two in his mouth, then had trouble putting the cap back on. I got it.
Thank you.
How old are you?
18.
You telling the truth?
Yes.
Me and Bree shared a look. She smirked. Okay. Who did you think we were?
There's this group driving around in some Jeep. I saw them grab two people. Some older guy and girl, I think. They took them into the woods. I heard some screams and shots, and half an hour later they came out with just the girl. They threw her into the Jeep and drove off.
Oh my God.
Where did you see this?
One of the side roads off the highway. I've been traveling from Santa Maria, or just outside of it. I heard a rumor that there was a safe haven, Lake Isabella, near Sequoia.
Sequoia. That's north.
I know. I got lost on the side roads. But now that I made it here, I figured I could follow 14 up.
Sure.
That wasn't the only time I saw the Jeep. They've been driving around a lot.
And we look like we're part of that group?
I wasn't sure. They were the only ones that I've seen, other than that guy and the girl. But I've seen other dead people. Shot. Sometimes worse.
What's worse than being shot?
Never mind that. We're not with them.
I believe you.
You traveled all this way alone?
I didn't start off alone.
What's your name?
Connor.
I'm Ava. This is Bree. He nodded slightly. Lake Isabella?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
From who?
Back in Santa Maria. Creatures started to overrun the place. Me and a few other people fled. Met up with some army guys who said it was radioed in.
What was radioed in?
Survivors in Lake Isabella.
So it's a military camp?
No. They just said it was a safe area.
Not a quarantine zone?
I don't think so.
Have you heard anything about any other places?
No.
Okay.
Listen, I'm telling the truth. Really.
I wasn't sure what to make of the situation, but I figured we'd stay for the night and leave first thing tomorrow morning. We don't want any more trouble. So after tonight, we're gonna leave.
What about me?
What about you?
I'm hurt.
Sorry, but that's your own damn fault.
Where are you heading?
We'll keep that private.
I told you.
Well, unlike you, no one put a gun to your head.
I'm sorry. I said that. I didn't know what to do.
You're lucky it was only your arm. His eyes shifted nervously.
If you're heading north, we can go together.
Where? To the lake?
Yeah. There's supposed to be a ton of people.
No. It may surprise you, but we're trying to avoid people.
But there's safety in numbers.
There wasn't for you. That comment seemed to cut deep. His eye softened. I almost felt bad for saying it.
I lost my family. Right when this all started. I was hiding out with some other survivors for a long time. But then the creatures swarmed. We fled and lived in the woods for a while until meeting the two army guys, but they'd been alone for a long time too. They were traveling to the lake because they heard it was safe. Don't you want to see if that's true?
We want to see if another place is safe. We still have a long ways to travel, and because we're running low on food and water, we need to push on.
But they'll for sure have food and water there, and I don't think it's that much farther.
No. I don't think Sequoia is.
See? We can head there together. And you can restock and then head out.
And what if it's not safe and secure?
Then it's just like every other place. What if your destination isn't?
This time, it was his comment that cut deep.
Don't you want to see for yourself?
I was late to the meeting, but didn't matter. I didn't miss much. At least that's what Dana said.
I think we should take a vote.
We will, in time.
Wait, who gets a vote?
I sure as hell am. I went to the base.
No, I'm fine with that.
I would like one too. Maria leaned forward, sarcastically raising her hand.
But what about the other supply runners?
No. This should strictly stay with us.
We were in the mechanics area in the largest tent. Travis wanted to have the meeting in the RV, but I informed him of how insensitive that would be, especially since I had just walked back the crying Jess and made her some tea. Chris was now watching over her.
I would like a vote.
I'm sure Barry would too.
Barry has already told me his thoughts.
Which are?
Barry doesn't care either way.
Fucking Barry.
I don't understand why we're voting on this anyway. If people don't want to make the move, they don't have to.
Roger would have asked our opinion.
He already did. That's why he went to scope it out. If he wanted to make the move, he'd do it, regardless of what others thought.
That's not necessarily true. It would depend on how many would be willing to make the trip.
I mean that he would do it regardless of what we thought. He would do it for the greater good.
I agree, but we need to know how many people are coming.
Sure, but then we should be in the planning phase, not the decision phase.
It's because Travis still has his doubts.
In all honesty, so do I.
Well, shit, guys, you were the ones who scouted out the place.
I had my doubts at first, but I think it's suitable, and there was none of that plant life around.
And no creatures, right?
None that we saw.
Not on the way there or the way back.
Dana adjusted his arm, which made him grimace.
Mia.
Yeah?
Are you staying?
For now, yeah. I'm gonna help, you know, with the move.
Okay, then. What are your thoughts?
I think the place is okay. But, you know, of course, there's always gonna be a bit of doubt. Especially with something like this, but... While they don't have any current issues with plant life, they have mentioned creatures and bandits. The latter being the reason why we're down a leader.
So you think it's dangerous?
We all fell silent as the ship hovering over the city made its now hourly noise. Everywhere is dangerous.
At least it's away from that.
That would be nice.
Fine. Let's take a vote.
I don't see why. Roger put you in charge, didn't he?
He said I should make the final call.
He did?
I can see Gail wasn't too happy about that news.
Do we have confirmation on that?
Cut the jokes. He said I should make the call. I'm doing this...
out of the kindness of your heart.
You know, Mia... Maybe if you weren't going to leave, Roger would have promoted you.
Oh, so now it's a full-on promotion.
Show of hands, who thinks we should make the move?
I raised my hand along with Annie and Gail. Dana eventually raised his hand, albeit rather slowly.
Really, Dana?
After hearing that ship noise? Well, I could do without that.
Well, with Barry indifferent, I guess it means that majority favors it. Hudson?
I'll go where the party goes.
Maria?
I'm not sure how I feel. There's comfort here.
But as the vegetation gets closer, it'll be less comfortable, I'm sure.
But Maria just shrugged.
Okay, well, first things first, then. If we're going to do this, we need to prepare for a long trip, and we need to see how many people we'll be coming with.
So, you're okay with it?
We took a vote. It's fine.
We should make an announcement.
Want to handle that, Dana?
Sure.
Hudson, as for vehicles, we need them all working.
Hey, everything but the RV. And I guess the truck you guys took.
This might be a long shot, but any way to shuttle people back and forth?
That'll take way too long. We don't have enough vehicles or fuel.
Just a thought.
We'll have to set a date. Move everyone at once. People will only be able to take what they can carry. All other supplies will go in the vehicles.
And what if others decide to stay?
What do you mean?
Will you be leaving anything for them?
Why should we?
Why don't we get a count first of how many people are going? It'll be easier to plan.
That's the truth.
Fine. Dana, spread the word. We'll discuss more tomorrow.
Everyone nodded and took off. I had a feeling Maria wouldn't be traveling with us, but maybe she would change her mind. Outside the tent, Dana approached me.
Hey, Chris told me what Roger said to you.
Did she now?
Yeah, you should tell Travis.
Why? He won't believe me.
Probably not, but it might take him down a peg. I was there in the tent when he last talked to Roger. He never said anything about Travis taking control. He simply said to talk to everyone and make sure it goes smoothly.
Why don't you say something to him then? You know Roger better than Travis, right? You and Gail and Barry.
I can't speak for Gail or Barry, but I don't want the responsibility.
Well, that makes two of us. Those rocks.
I don't see Ambridge. We split up the moment we made it to the woods. There was only one Thrasher left, but the trees were sparse here and we had to be careful.
We have to kill it.
I might just leave.
It also might find Ambridge. How many arrows you have?
3 left. Kylie peeked around the tree. It's still there?
Yep. Searching. I think Ambridge might be over by those rocks.
Can you get a shot?
Not from this angle. We'll have to draw it out.
How?
Stay here. I'm gonna move to that brush over there. I'll lead it to the clearing. When I do, take the shot.
But how are you going to do that?
Just take the shot.
I watched Kylie creep towards some brush about 10 yards away. I peeked around the corner to see the Thrasher climb on top of the rocks, searching. Ambridge had to be hiding over there somewhere. I turned my attention back to the brush but didn't see Kylie anymore. I waited, nervously, as the creature continued to search. Suddenly, a rock launched into the air and landed right in the middle of the clearing. The creature jumped down and ran into the clearing. I had my opening. I aimed the bow. You got this. I fired. The arrow flew through the air, arched and hit the creature right in its leg. I loaded another arrow and came around the tree to fire, but noticed the creature caught sight of me. Shit. I quickly fired as it charged, the next arrow hitting in its chest, but it wasn't slowing down. That's when I saw an arrow fly from the brush, leading the creature and hitting it in its neck. The Thrasher cried out in pain and tumbled. Another arrow flew and hit it in its side. The creature was on the ground, writhing. It slowly got to its feet, still angry, still trying. I loaded the last arrow, aimed, and fired. I hit the thing between the eyes, which put it down for good.
Nice shot.
It spotted me.
I know, but we got it.
She walked over and kicked the thing, making sure it was dead.
You're lucky. Almost shot the damn thing.
Where were you hiding?
Between some of the rocks up there. I was ready for it to find me.
Hey, shoot all you want. Just know you would have probably attracted more.
I don't know about that. We took care of a bunch back there.
And now I'm low on arrows.
Kylie yanked an arrow out. I did the same. We got them all out except for the one that was lodged in the creature's head. I pulled as hard as I could. Damn it.
Well, now what? You're down to 2?
Yeah.
We need to make more.
Shouldn't be too hard. We're in the woods again.
I know I complained before, but those towns are crawling with creatures.
Yeah, it's probably for the best.
Probably because we're just north of LA. Actually, I think we're close to Santa Barbara.
Progress.
We're stocked, so I guess sticking to the woods shouldn't be too bad.
Except we don't have a map.
But the highway's just over there. We could follow it, stay close, but not walk on it.
I like that idea.
I wiped the alien blood off my 2 remaining arrows, and we took off, up a ridge towards the highway. In theory, it wasn't a bad idea. But it didn't last long as the highway dipped south, twisting and turning through the hills. The forest trees also disappeared and the landscape became semi-desert.
There is no cover out here.
We have to be close to the coast.
Are we at least heading the right way? I haven't seen the highway in hours.
Who knows?
We should have set up camp back where there was tree cover. Could have found some sticks to make more arrows, too. There's nothing out here but flowers and shrubs.
Let's just hope it stays clear.
We didn't see much besides the rolling hills and a few birds flying overhead. There was no alien vegetation, which was nice. But the lack of cover was scary. The sun would be setting soon, and we would need to find a place to camp.
The sun was about to be up. The kid had slept through the rest of the night. I don't know what to do.
About Connor?
Yeah.
Do you think he's telling the truth?
Who knows? Not that it matters if he is.
Except, maybe they'll have supplies. We haven't found much lately, and there's nothing here.
I know. And these stretches are getting longer. Brielle came around and sat across from me.
How can you tell who to trust?
It's not easy.
You don't trust him?
I don't even know him, Bree.
Should we leave then? Leave him here?
The way she asked her questions reminded me of me. You feel bad, huh?
What?
You'd feel bad leaving him here like that.
I feel bad shooting him.
I know. But you did good.
I just wish we knew if we could trust him.
It would make things a lot easier.
Yeah, but it's like you said. Things are different. It's hard to trust people, and I want to be cautious.
Right. So maybe we should talk to him some more.
Really?
If this lake really is a safe haven, they probably will have supplies, and they'll definitely have some water.
You said you think it's close?
I believe so.
So should we wake him?
Yeah. Let's talk to him some more.
Pretty dark. We should put this out.
Especially since we have no cover.
We were in a wide open area with rolling hills filled with nothing but dirt, shrubs, and colorful flowers. We lost sight of the highway, but hopefully we'd be able to pick it up tomorrow.
At least it's a full moon.
Still creepy being out in the open like this.
Hey, we did it in the desert.
The desert was far enough away from everything. We just passed through a small town today.
That's why we need to put this out. I got up and stomped out the fire, sending embers fluttering wildly.
Who's going to keep first watch?
Give me the rest of your arrows and I'll do it.
You know, for as good as you guys are with those things, it's shocking you could never get us deer for dinner.
Why? Because we've taken down thrashers?
Yeah.
That's because we haven't seen any deer. Thrashers are everywhere.
We could try cooking up one of those bad boys.
Please tell me you're joking.
Of course. Although they probably taste like...
chicken? Doubt it.
Well, we found enough food today, so I think we're set. Which is good, because we haven't seen much wildlife.
Canned food is nice, but it sure does add pounds.
To your stomach or your pack?
Pack? I'm not gaining any weight on our shitty diet and non-stop walking.
I was just clarifying.
I've lost a lot of weight since this whole thing started.
I think I've stayed roughly the same.
I've lost some weight, and I've definitely lost muscle.
Rabbit doesn't have enough protein for you?
Rabbit does. Cheese raviolis and SpaghettiOs don't. All these moments were few and far between. They were always nice. Whenever we chatted about anything other than aliens and vegetation, it was a good time. Too bad I couldn't end up bringing Sari with us.
Here.
Thanks.
We still need to make more.
Promise me, if we get any surprises, though, you'll use your gun.
You're not worried about it attracting creatures?
I would rather you deal with the ones at hand rather than worrying about the ones that may or may not be there. Or should I say here?
Don't worry. I won't let anything ruin your beauty sleep tonight.
Appreciate that. Just remember to...
To what?
Ambridge?
Did you hear that?
Hear what?
Shh. Listen. You hear that?
I did.
I don't hear anything, but my fucking ears.
Shh, wait.
I heard it again.
Care to fill me in, guys?
Goosebumps rose up my neck when I realized what I was hearing. Couldn't have been at a worse time. We were out here, in the open.
It's louder now.
I hear it.
My mind began racing. I quickly stood to survey the area.
Do you see it?
Jay and Kylie stood. We all looked different ways trying to find the large thing.
We should go.
Go where?
We need to leave.
Jay's right. I was just about to grab my pack when I saw the huge creature rise over a far hill.
Oh my god.
The monster lumbered along, casting a large shadow over the field in front of us. And the worst thing was, it was headed our way.
End of All Hope. Written by Robert M. Lamb. Edited by Logan Ferdinand. Starring Hope Ennis as Ava, Adam Jetmore as Jay, Jack Austin as Ambridge, Gina Coyle as Kylie, Evelyn as Brielle, Ariel Hack as Mia, Stacey Golden as Chris, Michael Moman as Roger, Brett Wilkins as Travis, Reed Kreiner as Dana, Corey Pettit as Jess, Jerry Swindle Jr. as Gail, Ian Feller as Hudson, Christina Lewis as Annie, and Gareth Thomas as Sammy. Co-starring Adrian Bordeaux. Music provided by Kevin McLeod at Incompetech.com, Dylan Mixer at DMixMusic.com, and Eldritch T'Challa of Nemesis Black at ReverbNation.com/Nemesis Black. If you enjoy End of All Hope, visit 7lamb.com for more podcasts such as this. And don't forget to rate and review. This has been a 7lamb production.
Canyon University's RN to BSN online degree program makes earning your bachelor's in nursing possible. Balance online coursework with local in-person clinicals to position yourself for potential leadership opportunities in the time you have from wherever you are, leaving room for what matters. Achieve your goals with your personalized plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.